Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear again from Tanyan and Michelle Roboto. They're a mother and son here in Columbia, and Tanyan's a high schooler with high-functioning autism. They spoke about some of the struggles Michelle faced when she was trying to get Tanyan diagnosed as a child. Here's Michelle.
It took me a while to figure out that there was just something a little different. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, and a lot of times at first when I would bring it up to the doctor or to friends, it would be a parenting issue. They would say, oh, you need to do this or you need to do that. You need to be harsher.
Which, if I may, that's kind of like what I was talking about with how most, especially for autism, because of the nature of it, especially kind of older thinking leads it to be, oh, you're just not raising them kids right.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's a lot of the advice I got, especially when you were really young, because it was, you know, you were less than two. So I knew that other kids that we were around were not melting down. They weren't on the floor screaming and screaming and screaming. It was, you go through all these different emotions of, why can I not get my kid to behave when we go out? Why are they worried about this sound or that sound? And I remember going to the movie theater with you and you flipped out and just, you know, and you're just so confused. I mean, I was so confused about what it was, especially as I would try to get help and I wasn't getting many answers. And it actually wasn't until your dad said, I kind of wonder about autism. And of course, my first reaction was, oh, I'm sure it's not that. And then Sarah was born, your younger sister. And it became like night and day. And I went back and I said, no, this is different. This is not a parenting thing. There's something. And so then it was so freeing to me to actually get a diagnosis. And I know a lot of people kind of gave me a hard time in my family about getting a diagnosis. Oh, why do you want to label them? But to me, it was, I then knew what I was dealing with. And I knew, okay, now we have a path. We know what therapies help. We know what therapies don't help.
That's one thing I've noticed too is you said having people speak up is a major thing, which it most definitely is, because there are, like, self-advocacy is something that is quite frankly really hard in some cases, and I'm able to do it now, but in the past I'd need people to help me and kind of speak up, and I've gotten a lot better now where I can raise my hand and ask the teacher, but self-advocacy is hard, and so sometimes, especially early on, you need people to advocate for you.
You do.
Especially when you can't speak at all.
Right.
It's generally hard to self-advocate when you can't form words.
And I should have just really trusted my gut more, because I knew there was something. So I would definitely say, especially as you get older, trust your gut.
That was Michelle and Tanyan Roboto speaking about how difficult it was to get Tanyan diagnosed with autism as a child. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.